And then we're going to go from candy to horror. We're going to talk to Melissa Carbone. She is CEO of 1031 Productions. That's, of course, October 31, 1031 Productions. And she's going to walk us through how she develops haunted experiences, scary experiences, from a haunted hayride to a terrifying boat ride to an overnight camp from hell. We're going to hear how she designs an immersive experience that's just scary enough for her customers. Your first attraction was the L.A. Haunted Hayride. Give us a kind of what it would be like to go on the Haunted Hayride.
The Haunted Hayride, we're in our seventh season now, and it's a world. You know, what we're trying to do is create these worlds that you can literally transport. We transport people bodily into this antique, old, very enchanted Halloween world that is really very unique, especially in an area like LA. And the second you get out of your car or off of our shuttle, you're in the experience, and you smell hay in the air. It's very visceral. And it's an actual tractor pulled hay wagon, and you get on the wagon, you sit in hay, and you go through a 25 minute ride of all kinds of, there's giant sets, huge clown tents, 100-foot castles that you drive through. There's characters, and everything is original content. So they're not characters that you've seen in movies. So everything is created new. The theme is different every year. And it's a really immersive Halloween world experience. You go through this trail of giant, larger-than-life sets and production. And then when you get off, there's haunted villages and mazes and other kinds of scare zones as well. So it's a whole night-long attraction, and it's pretty unique and pretty special, I think.
Oh, so the Haunted Hayride is only the first part of this, that once you're done with the hayride, you keep going through other parts of the event?
Yeah, for sure. In L.A., we have five different zones. It's a 30-acre footprint in L.A., and we're basically, sending people through dark mazes, they're completely blackout. It's actually the only complete blackout maze in all of Southern California, potentially all of California, actually. We have another attraction called House of Shadows that is in the park, and another attraction called Trick or Treat, which is just like it sounds. It's simulated trick-or-treating. You actually go into this environment and knock on doors, and you trick-or-treat in themed door environments.
Oh, no.
it's actually pretty awesome. We've had an insane response to it this year, so I think we're going to bring that one back. And we also have our purgatory area, which is our haunted villages. There's psychics and Death Row, which is a photo op experience where you can go and pose with, torture devices through time. Jack's Carving Shack. We have a Scary Go-Round, which is an actual merry-go-round that we created with one of Tim Burton's artists. Beautiful. And all kinds of theater macabre, all kinds of things that you can do in our village.
So, Melissa, if you were going to come to Philadelphia, where I live, where the show comes from, would you look around for a really interesting location, or would you start with a story related to Philadelphia and then look for a location for that story, or would you start with a set of characters? I mean, where does this whole thing start when you're creating a new immersive experience?
Well, it's a great question. It's that is actually the philosophy of 1031 Productions, is it's all the environment. So we start with a location always. And for us, and that's every attraction, that is not just a haunted hayride, but we also, we have the Great Horror Camp Out, and we have Ghost Ship, and we have our Great Horror Movie Nights that we're doing now. So for us, the philosophy of all of our attractions is always to move into an environment that already in its sheer nature is creepy, haunting in its demeanor before we even come in and put our touches in. So because if you can start in an environment that already gives you that kind of palette, that kind of canvas, to work with, you're ahead of the game. You have 50% of your content already. The worst thing is to try to go into an environment where you don't really have a lot to work with and create a masterpiece there. So the environment is everything for us. We do a lot in the woods because obviously that environment it tends to lend itself well to horror. So we do a lot in the woods. Ghost Ship was an attraction where we actually took over a giant ship and created a haunted attraction that actually did set sail. It was the first Halloween attraction in the country that took place on a ship that actually did set sail.
And what do I do if it's too scary for me? How do I opt out?
You use the safe phrase, "I want my mommy."
I love that.